the former Bulldogs coach Des Hasler is suing the NRL club following his sacking as coach months after a so-called contract extension. But there's a bit of debate around that. Hasler apparently signed an extension at the start of the year to stay at Belmore until the end of 2019. But did he? The 56-year-old was shown the door in September after the Bulldogs finished 11th on the ladder. Now, Hasler has started legal proceedings against the Bulldogs, filing papers in the Supreme Court today. The man with the story from the Daily Telegraph, senior sports reporter Dean Ritchie. Dean, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ben.
Did he sign something or not?
Of course he signed something. I can't believe Canterbury, Ben, who like to portray themselves as the family club, would go and do this to a coach that they employed. He signed the deal back in April. They spruiked it at a press release. They spoke about it the following day at a press conference. And look, if that's the family club, I hate to think what they do to their families internally out there. Look, the statement of claim against Canterbury was lodged today for breach of contract, Ben. It'll be for $2.4 million.
So Ray Dibb, the Bulldogs chairman, is adamant that the club has no case to answer. He says Hasler never signed a contract extension. It can't be Dibb. Both ways. It's that he either Dibb. Signed it or he didn't.
Yeah, Dibb's claiming it was a heads of agreement. I've spoken to the Sydney lawyer, Daniel McGurr. He's representing Hasler. He's saying, look, the contract is binding, even to the point where they put a press release out. Ben, look, I don't know how Canterbury can wriggle out of it. They've got crucial board meetings in February next year, so they'll just want this to go away, or if they do, hopefully some mediation may prevent it going to court, but I get the feeling that might come out after the elections. They're a bit too shrewd out there to know that a big payout on the eve of the elections could damage their chances of re-election.
Yeah, and Canterbury's talking about it being a non-binding agreement, but the man on the street would say, well, what would be the point of signing a contract that's non-binding?
Exactly, exactly. Don't forget too, Ben, this took Des Hasler off the open market. There were several clubs interested in pursuing Hasler, but once, of course, he signed this contract at Canterbury, well, Des was off the market, off limits. So, of course, that's now hindered and hampered his ability to go and get a deal at another club. Look, the Bulldogs have until December 1st to respond. I'm hearing there's been no attempts just yet for any form of mediation. Look, we hope mediation may work, and it does end up in court. No one wants that. But that, look, it's an ugly situation, and I can't help but think Canterbury as a family club have let themselves down.
Yeah, it's always interesting when these things go from the football field into the courtroom, and as you say, always best to avoid it. Dean Ritchie will read more in the Daily Telegraph tomorrow and online this afternoon. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Ben.
Dean Ritchie covering the drama at the Bulldogs. Des Hasler suing the club. And that has been filed in the Supreme Court today. So a war of words already breaking out between the Bulldogs chairman Ray Dibb and the former coach Des Hasler as to whether or not there was an agreement between the two. What's the point in signing a non-binding agreement?